We've had the candidates come through the studio. We'll have more candidates tomorrow and then throughout the week next week. And earlier this week, we had Marie Stanley on the program. Now, Marie Stanley running for Lubbock City Council in District 3. And on the show, he was talking about campaign contributions, but he also brought up developers and development in Central Lubbock. And had the quote that about my next guest, Ron Beatenbow. Ron, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I am doing great.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today and joining us because we had a candidate for city council, Marie Stanley, who was on the show just the other day, and he made a comment that I wanted to get your side of the story. He had said that after a council meeting that you had gone up to him and you know, Marie Stanley has been promoting Central Lubbock and taking care of what we have in Central Lubbock, you know, and has you know, discussed in the past about growth outside of the city and further south and southwest. And he, I guess, basically accused you of saying that Central Lubbock does not deserve public money because there is no return on investment. Did number one, did you say that? What did you mean? If you made a comment like that?
Well, I think Mr. Stanley misunderstood what I said exactly. A little background here I think might be in order. I was there at the city council for an annexation case when we were trying to annex some land on 1585. So Mr. Stanley was also at that city council meeting. And he opposed our annexation case and a couple of another annexation case and some other items that were before the council on the council's agenda. Mr. Stanley was, let me think how to put this. His contention was that the city council should allocate $1 of maintenance money for every dollar of new infrastructure or cost to annex property or anything new that comes before the council. So after the council meeting, I introduced myself to Mr. Stanley and engaged him in conversation. And my contention was that those two are not related to each other.
Hmm.
That I said to him, directly, really, you know, of course the council should allocate money for maintenance. You know, I want the streets maintained in front of my home as you do in front of your home.
Right.
Mr. Stanley. So I do not object to that. So I did not say that Central Lubbock was not entitled to any maintenance money. I did say that infrastructure, new infrastructure, that money spent is of a different character than money spent for maintenance. New infrastructure money does produce new tax revenue. So it actually is of a different character than maintenance funds. So really, that's the gist of that conversation.
So where did he get, I mean, because it's, you know, what you, the comments you're making sound completely different than the comments he's making. Is he... Did he just completely take your comments and your out of touch?
I think he just totally misunderstood what I was saying. You know, he was really focused on this trade-off of dollar for dollar for infrastructure. You know, $1 for infrastructure means you got to put a dollar out there for maintenance, and he was just really focused on that position. And I think that. That kind of overshadowed what I said about maintenance myself. I told him, I said, I don't object to the city maintaining property in Central Lubbock or South Lubbock or any part of Lubbock.
Right.
Of course, we've got to maintain streets and, you know, pay the bills for street lighting and all of that other stuff. There's no question about that. And I did not say at any time that any part of Lubbock was not entitled to those funds.
Do you think that when looking at, you know, growth and development, this has been And of course, this we're talking about one candidate, Maurice Stanley, and he's gone before the council many times talking about growth. And you know this as a home builder, as a developer, you know this. You've seen this, and there seems to be this feeling among some in Lubbock. There's sort of a division about growth, about taking care of what we have. Do you think the city can adequately do both, grow and take care of what we have?
I do. You know, a city, if a city's not growing, it becomes stagnant and property values decline. The new growth creates additional jobs for new housing, and, you know, lots of things come that are good to come from growth.
Sure.
The development, that growth needs to pay for itself. I'm not saying that tax dollars must pay for that. You know, I want that to be clearly understood. If, you know, when we develop a neighborhood, we put in the streets and utilities and the stop signs and everything that relates to that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So a developer pays for the growth that he instigates, so to speak.
You know, go ahead.
The other aspect of that is, as a developer, I don't go buy a piece of land and think I want to entice people to come there. I look for where people want to be and buy land in that location. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, and right now I think you're seeing that you see this natural growth to the south, to the southwest, and even really to the west and northwest now. I mean, that it seems like those are the areas where people are moving to.
And we developed it. I want to build homes where people want to buy the homes. We developed a neighborhood called Cypress Grove, which is north of the loop and west of I-27. It's been kind of slow over there. Ultimately, we sold those home sites to another builder, and he is currently building homes over there. But the growth over there was just, we just didn't, you know, people just didn't want to live there. I thought they might because of that business park.
Right.
You know, and proximity to the airport. And I'm not sure that people, I know there are some people who want to live there. We weren't unsuccessful in that neighborhood, but it just didn't develop out, just didn't build out on the schedule that we wanted.
Didn't take off like you thought.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Before I let you go, and while I have you here, I might as well ask you, where do you anticipate growth in this city, you know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now? I mean, do you think it's going to be on the same path it is right now, or do you think that we're going to see growth in other spots?
I think we will. I think it'll grow to the southwest. I think we will see some more growth to the west. There is some infrastructure out there that's unused, and when you know, the growth to the southern portion of the city raises those prices, and you start to get into some price adjustment then. If you could buy something on the western side of the city that was less expensive, then presuming that the new home buyers would go over there, then I think we'll start to see some growth over there. And there's been some growth to the north. You know, Delbert McDougal has North Point. Mm-hmm. Out there, north of the loop, and there's been some growth out there. The Hart Hospital and that complex out there,
sure,
has been terrific. And if we thought that was a place that lots of folks wanted to buy homes, we'd be out there building.
Sure. Visiting with Ron Beatenbow, appreciate your time today. You were stressing the point earlier that you are absolutely fine with maintaining Central Lubbock, correct?
Absolutely. And I think Mr. Stanley just misunderstood my remarks. He was so focused on this maintenance issue that my being a little bit argumentative with him about the character of a dollar spent for growth as opposed to a dollar spent for maintenance, I think, you know, just didn't set well with him, and he kind of read that to mean that I don't want to spend money on maintenance, and that's just not true.
Ron Beatenbow, I appreciate your time today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Have a good one. That's Ron Beatenbow, and just responding to comments, my Lubbock City Council candidate, Maurice Stanley, earlier in the week.